to Rav Asher Sin. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot mention a riot to Rav Asher Sin, because it could, now the Gemara is deichet. The Gemara says, we could apply the price to store Eres Mamesh. We could apply it b'derech priye. We could say, like a pop, b'derech priye. But actually, it's not like that. This is how the Balamoya explained the Gemara. Now, the Ramban Mohammed mentioned certain riots from the Gemara in Suvet, that the right pshat is the pshat by the Rif and Rashi, and not the pshat of the Balamoya. Now, the Rambam passes like the Rif. And the Rambam Shite is Mashma. The Rambam in Perik Vov, Nilches Chiyo Matone. So it's Mashma from the Rambam. He passed him, as Rav Asher said, Loi Nitlu Likosev, but Loi Nitlu Likosev in what sense? Like the Rif's Pshat and Rashi's Pshat, that even if it's reduced into writing, even if the Mechotonim direct a Mitzave, the Eidim to execute the Shtar, so it's still not given from the Chosim Shibodim, only from the Chosim Necher. Now, there is one more thing that has to be explained. Now, the Gemara says here in Dushan, in case in Shtoreiras and Nisuin, El Midashne, my love Shtoreiras and Nisuin Mamesh. So that's a raya to Rav Popel Rav Sharvie and the Kashe against Rove and Rav Asher. So the Gemara says, Lo Shtoreiras. All right. But Rav Popel and Rav Sharvie will certainly explain the Braisim in the sense of Shtor Eres and Nisuin Mamesh, not in the sense of Shtor Tzikti. Now the question is, Shtor Eres, and we know what it means, the Shtar Gushin. What is Nisuin? Whoever heard of such a thing? Nisuin? Whoever heard of such a thing as Nisuin? So the ritual raises that question, the ritual here now and now. So there are two machines, two pshotins in the ritual. One pshat is that if we say Shtor Eres and Nisuin Mamesh, so it only means Shtar Gdushin. Why does it say Nisuin? Because the Gdushin, that's the basis for the Nisuin. I mean, you cannot have Nisuin without Eres. You cannot tell Nisuin without Eres. All right. That's one pshat. Then the other pshat is that if we say Shtor Eres and Nisuin Mamesh, then the Braise deals with two kinds of Shtor Eres. Shtor Eres means Shtar Gushin. Shtor Nisuin means Ksuve. But the question is, Ksuve, so why is it Midashne? There is only one makne, I mean the ksuve. The chosin. When we write the ksuve, so we are not, so the kaleh does not tell the eidim to sign the ksuve. Only the chosin tells, because it has to be that makne in order to become a shtar. Who is the makne in the shibudim of the ksuve? The chosin. The kaleh is the recipient of the shibudim. So in other words, see who is the Mechuyet, is the Chosin is the Mechuyet. So why does it have to be Midashneim? So the Pitro says, because that's based upon the Gemore in the Mishia Dachit Dimut. In other words, there is a loche of Kesim, Shtal, Leve, Afal, Pish, and Malvini. Kesim, Shtal, Leve, Afal, Pish, Malve Ime. Now the question is, how can Edim execute the Shtar when the Levi tells them to sign the Shtar? Maybe there will be a takolet resulting from it. Because suppose the Levi tells the Edim, sign a Shtar that I borrowed, let's say the Levi is moving, and the expected Malve is Shimon. So Reuven, the Levi, tells the Edim to execute the Shtar, that here Reuven borrowed, let's say today is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So let's say, so he says, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tov Shimon Hei, that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Now, since Shimon is not there, so the Edim will give the Shtar to Reuven. Reuven will keep it in the pocket and then he'll postpone it. He'll go away, let's say, to overseas for half a year. Then he'll come back. He'll come back, let's say, in Cheshvan Tov Shimon Vav, and then he'll decide to borrow $1,000 from Shimon. And he'll give him that shtar, and that shtar has this man, of Lamed B'Nissan Tov Shimon Hei, and actually the way to praise, let's say in Cheshven Tov Shimon Vav, so then he'll be able from Mikuchas all the from all the Sodeis that Reuven sold to the Mikuchas between Iyar and Cheshvan, and Alpdin, he shouldn't be able to collect because he didn't become Mishubet to Shimon until the Alvoya was made in Cheshvan. But when he brings him to Bezdin will look at the Shtar and will see the date of Lamed B'Nissan Tov Shimon Hei, they'll think that the Halvoye took place at Lamed B'Nissan Tov Shimon Hei, and actually the Shibud took effect only in Cheshven, in Alev B'Cheshven, Tov Shimon Vav, so he will be tired from the Likuches that was sold by the Levi, by Reuven, to the Lokrim between Iyar and Cheshven, Shaloi Kedin. So, according to Abaye, that's the Gemara, it's a whole sugi in Bava Metzias. So, according to Abaye, it says, Eidim Kechsumut Zohalei, so as long as ultimately, so the Alvoy is made, so then, so as long as the Alvoy is made, so then it's given from the date of the Chsime. So there is no takol. But how about Chavase? He is Chilik and Abaye, and he holds that we do not say either the son of Zohalei that the Shibud has retroactive effect. It dates back to the time of the Chsime. So if the Alvoya took place and now the Cheshvan Tov Shimon Vav, so then the Shibud takes effect only as of Alev B'Cheshvan Tov Shimon Vav, not that retroactively it takes effect as of Lamed B'Nissan Tov Shimon Hei. So you'll be Terech Leikidin. So according to Rabase, this aloche of Kesvin Shtar, Lelei Le'afal Kishimal V'Imei, is only true b'shtorodak naise. Shtorodak naise. In other words, what does it mean shtorodak naise? In other words, it is stipulated, spelled out in the Shtar, that even if the alvoy is not made, so it still should be mishubet. The machlekes shenim word shtorodak naise means even if no alvoy is made, so he should be mechuyev. Or if it is made, but it is made, let's say, a year later, or whatever. So only b'shtor d'aknaise we say kisishtal leiva hopi sheim alvimi. But if it's not shtor d'aknaise, if it is not spelled out in the shtar that he should be liable anyway, even if the alvoy is not made now, so then we cannot write the shtar. Edim are not allowed to sign the shtar, execute the shtar for the levi, just because the levi tells him, because of the possibility that there might be a takole, because maybe the alvoy will be made half a year later, and then you'll be clear from the kuches shaloi kidin. So then, if it's not Shtor Daknaise, according to Rav Aseh, so then you Edim are allowed to execute the Shtar for the Leve only if the Malve is within, and the Malve also, and they both tell the Edim to execute the Shtar. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara here. The Gemara says, oh, I'm sorry. Gemara says, my love, shtoreiras and nisuin mamesh. So what does it mean, nisuin? One pshat is, it means shtoreiras. Not two separate shtores. Another pshat is, shtoreiras means shtarvushin, and nisuin means ksuve. But ksuve does not require the dashneim. The answer is, according to Rav Aseh, it does require dashneim, because without dashneim we are cheshish. Diumokosafu is minisim lova atishre, so you be tearing from the kukash loikidim. Now, but tomorrow, I didn't know this was so late. Right? Now, tomorrow, so you should be ready. Up to the Gemara, Yiboyalu Biyal Yisui Neiso Oyei Rekiris. Okay.
Ubi Biyal. Nolan, Omar Rabavue, Omar Rabiechanen, the Omar Krol, the Ulas Baal, the Lameid, the Motsei Sheikhe, the Nisho, the Ulas Baal, in the Seisei, the Lameid, the Nasal of Baal, or the Gile, the Sheikh mentioned not a Gilson anymore. The Hidulas Baal that is mentioned in Breishis. So the Rishonim say that that's an erroneous gilsa, because that deals with Neneach. So we couldn't learn out from the Dine Neneach, this Allah. But the right gilsa is the one that appears here in our text. Kimotzi Sheikhe Yimisho Bihulas Baal. This is how Rabbi Yechanan deduced it from the post. Omale Rabab Zera le Rabavue, the Amrelo Rishlokish le Rabbi Yechanan, Kuro Zushi Shono Rebbe, Ubala Kiika Hishisho Ubala, Milami Chenikis Bie, in other words, Rebbe's memory is is looked upon disparagingly. Kurazu, I mean, what's wrong with Rebbe's droshe? Why we have to resort to the droshe of Beulah's Baal? You can learn it out from the posik that Rebbe learned it out from. So Rabbi Yechanan said, "Imi hosom," from the posik yikach ishisho baalo, I couldn't deduce the halacha that isha is nikkes v'bie. Hava mine adem kadesh v'odamoyo, because the loshna posik is ki yikach ishisho u baalo. So maybe the pshat in the posik is ki yikach, that's keset, you know, kicha kicha mi leefre. So u baalo, that he's caning her only if he gives a kesef, and then it is followed by bia. So how do we know that bia by itself, not together with kesef, is also caning? That's from the posik of Beulah's Baal, Rashi. Omakro Beulah's Baal, kimotzi shechi v'nisho Beulah's Baal, kurozu, bitmio v'chim, v'beles alecho, shatom, Mechazel Landum Machmachia. So the Sarpichan answered, no. From the posik of Kikakishisho Gualo, I could say the Pshatis Adimikadish Bikesev Hodaboil. Kidachsif Kikak, the Haine Kesev, the Hodoru Gualo. Hoda. So, alright. Komashmolo. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan learns it out from Beulah's Baal. Maskif lo ravabe bar mamon, im tinara meroso doma rachmone biskile heiche mishkachas lo. If you are going to assume that the pshat in the posik of Kiika Kishisho Ubalo is that she becomes knuyo to him, she becomes mikudeshes to him, only as a result of the combination of Kesef and Bia, but Kesef by itself without Bia, not. So then, and Bia by itself without Kesef, not. Maskif lo rababe b'mamo in kinara moroso, d'omar rachmonet b'skile eichem ishkas. So how can we visualize the chiyuv mise of skile of habor nara moroso? So then there is a chiyuv skile. If one is mizame with a naro, with a nisuo, or a beidra sivne miroso, then there is a chiyuv chenek. But if he's mizame with a naro who is miroso, not nisuo, then there is a chiyuv skile. How can we visualize it? Once we assume that kikach ishisho ubalo implies both have to take place. Ida agdish vihoda boil monefsha. In order to be mikudeshes, a real aruso, so it has to be, he has to give a kesef and bia. Now, if there is bia also, subsequent to kesef, so then she's not a psulo, so she's a bulo. And if she is not a psulo, then there is no chiyuv skile, so then there is a chiyuv chenek. Ideagish loibo. So then lafumi, so it's not, you say, without the posik of Beulah's Baal, I would say that the pshat in the posik of kiyika chishisho ubaal is that they have to be both. Oh, Rabbon Kamila Baye Mishkachas lo, so the Rabbonum before Abaye says, Uni could say that the Pshat in the post, Kikach Ishisho Ubalo is that there has to be both, but then you ask, how can we visualize? Nara Moroso, where she's not the Bulo. So it can be visualized in this case. So a beer shall it be alcohol is considered to be in collateral. Some may leave any for a sum that a pshat in the posse, or pink a fishish over our years. Both, so she's in Kodeshes, but she's not considered as a bulo. Inasmuch as the beer was, so she's still considered as a psulo. Some may let there is a chiyuv skillet. Omele Abai, that's what Rabbonon said before Abai. Omele Abai, at kan li plikra, the Rabbonon ele ba'acheya. Avo ba'al, di rehaki lin bole, o shvikit alko, so bule, o so bulo. There is a machleki between God and the Rabbonon as to whether if another person is boy, be a shvikit alko, so not the husband. So, whether she becomes a bulo as a result of Bishaliki Darko by an Achia or not. So, according to Rebbe, so even though an Achia is Boyle Shaliki Darko, she's not a psul anymore. And according to the Rabbonon, she is a psulo. So the machlekes is only in the case of an achaya being boiled or bioshalikid arko. So then the Chachomim say that she is still ipsulo. And Rebbe says she's not the psula. She's not the psula. Masha'in came if the Baal is Boshwaki Darko. So everybody agrees that she's not a psula. Even the Rabbonon of Rebbe agrees. So how can you say that we can visualize the case of Nara Moroso when there was Kesev and Bia Shaliki Darko, and she is still considered as a psulo. But since the Dorus is Boale or Shaliki Darko, then she certainly becomes a biulo, even according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe. Kolschken, not to mention Rebbe. At can we speak of Rabbon and Dache, I will bow to the hackle in Moshe like a dark or support. My, what's the Rachel Yitani? Bo, well, you don't know Shem, but I need Psulo. Kulom Biskile, the Chachomim say that she doesn't become a Bulo as a result of a Bia Shalichi Darko by Achir. Rebbe Imeir, she does become a bull. Imer ani hori shem biskile v'ikulom b'chen. Some mele. So Abaye is refuting the what was mentioned by the Rabbonon before Abaye. So then the question arises, how could Rabbi Yechan think that we couldn't learn out from the posik of Kikakishisho Bao, because without recourse to the posik of Vibulas Bao, then I would say Kikakishisho Bao implies that she becomes Knuyo if Mikudeshes only if there is a combination of Kesed Dushin and Bia. Monifshach, if there is B also, so she's not a psulo. And even if the B is a B, she'll get alcohol, but as long as it is by the Baal, by the Orus, so then even the Rabbon will be made there that she's not a psulo. So, Amarab Nachum by Yitzchok, Mishkachas lochigen she kitcho bishtar, hoil vigeimer umeitzi, is geimer umach. In other words, we could say that the pshat ikach is shishu bo'alo is that in order to become kedeshes we need both kesef and vi. So then you ask, so how can we visualize? Naram roso, where she's not below, we can visualize it in the case where she became kedeshes v'shtar. So in other words, so even if we were to assume that the pshat in the process kikachishi shol bo'alo, it must have both. That's only in respect to kesef, to kedushna of the kesef. So kedushna of the kesef is not effective by itself unless it is followed by bia. But kedushna of the shtar is yalfuse from get. So there, shtar by itself, it constitutes valid kedushna without bia. Vidashinam psula veloi bulo, shabula bechenek, sholoi ish kidakodish, kat mishkovet ladode, tachsid mishki isho, shtem mishkovet kinebeki ikach, ubalo, vakat psula yi, omla vaya lekleik mochet, ubalo, shakidako sula abbiskilehem. Dat kam lepig rabonan olid rebe, gabi bola, sosla kidako, omu kul miskile, el bacha shine bailo, avol bailo is ish se bulo bishole kidako, yalfino lo mi bulas bao kilekamo. ודאי נפסולו שבו הוא כולו לאו שלו כדרכו הורישים בסקילה כמי אלתן בשמייטים משכח אסלו בסקילה שקיצ'ה בשטר והילו בי בי even if we assume that כסף has to be followed by בי so כסף has to be followed by בי but שטר certainly does not have to be followed by בי אבל גימל מייץ גימל מאחלו בי הילכח יו אבדי רבייכן על המילי גבי כסף עד מכדי שבויר אבל השן נפקו מבולה סבאו תביא בילה לחודי מכדשי על כור הקיקה דיאל הזכיר הקיר חג מרד וכסף לחודי מכדשי דיאל מכדי שבויר כסף מהענה סעולי בדאמס so כסף too doesn't have to be followed by the but if we didn't have the posit of יבולה סבאו then I would say on the basis of the posik of kikachishi shobalo that by kesef so it's only effective if they are both kesef and bi he learns out the din that bi is kene from Bula's Baal, what did he do with the Pasik of Bualo? Hayu Bualo, my beloved way. Ahum Boilei, Zu Niknes Bibiye. Leino Moifrio Niknes Bibiye. So Rabbi Eichan learns out from the Pasik, Ki Ikachishi Shou Bualo, that Leino Moifrio is not Niknes Bibiye. How could there be such lighter that the Mavrio should be nicknamed the Bia? I mean, how could this have a lighter? So I once discussed it already, because of the aloche of Yud. So there is a aloche of Yud. In other words, the Odin is Mechuyev to be Miyayid or Mavrio. And then, the Rabbonon say that Mois of Hashem is Lidush Nitno. So Melech, that means that if ultimately there is, it's a mitzvah on the Odin, incumbent upon the Odin to be Yayid, but we are not keen for him to do it. In other words, if the Odin doesn't want to marry Domo Frio before the expiration of the of the, before she becomes a gelo, and before the expiration of the 6 years of service, so then if he doesn't want, Bezdin is not keeping. But inasmuch as there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the Odin to marry her, so then the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael would say, no, he doesn't have to give her a new kesef. The kesef that he gives to her father at the time when he buys her as a normal vrio is considered as kesef dushin in case it culminates in yud. So where the kiyum is with kesef, so then this kesef is not only affect the kiyum of omo that the Odin is keen her as an omo, but this kesef also is considered as kesef dushin. Some mele we could say, we could have a talk at Aitoch, that Nomavrio is nicknames bibir. How could it be nicknames bibir? So it's bibir's news. The answer is because of the pending yield, some mele, and the nisho is nicknames bibir, some mele, Nomavrio could also be nicknames bibir. So that's why we have to resort to a posse that she is not nicknames. What? No, Chassid Shalom, she's not nicknamed at all with me.
So if she had been.
If she had been.
If ultimately
the Odin will decide to marry her. So then, with that B.A., she'll be Mekudeshes. But if the Odin will decide not to marry her, then she'll not. Just like Ki and Kesem Namavri, the same way it would have been. So. Zunikir bir nomzikir bir salver hamiyeti kavakim ve yivome umma yivome şi nikir bir keset nikir bir zu şi nikir bir keset ve nedin şi nikir bir we explain it. How can we say such a kavakimda zu şi nikir bir keset ve şi nikir bir it's not li shemishes. The answer is because of yield. So it would be li shemishes. Mal yivome shachin skukov ve imedes Saut daite hamine hoyu because of nacheres ikachlei. He kisha akosu lacheres, ma acheres mikni bibie, afom ovrio mikni bibie, komashu. So this is what Reb Yechanan learns out from the posik of ubal. In other words, the kikachishishi ubalo, that only an isha is nicknamed bibie. But on Mavrio, even though there is its addition, because of the aloche of Mois or Shemis Ledushin, so that would apply to Bia too. So, but so there's a kosel that she is not nicknamed Bia. The Rebbe, Hai Svora Minu Alo, now Rebbe learns out from the posse of Kiika Kishisho Ubalo, that the Nisho is nicknamed the Bia, so how does he know this aloha, that the Nomavrio is not nicknamed the Bia? The Gemara says, in Kimich Rachmone Ubal, if the whole Kavonis Apostle had been to advise us just that the Nisho is nicknamed the Bia, the Torah could have said, Kiika Kishisho Ubal. Why do they say Ubalo? So, Shmamino Tav. Ulrove Doma Barahine, Barahine is the name of an Amiret. Asberli, Yika Hishisho Ubal, Dushin Hamisurin Libie, Havik Dushin, Dushin Shei Misurin Libie, Loy Havik Dushin. In other words, if someone says that he is Mikavish, Achas Mishteachois, and he doesn't spell out which one, so it's Dushin Shemisoli Bia, because each one of the two sisters is Bisofik Achesisho, is the Bisofik Achesisho. So then, since it's Dushin Shemisurim Libie, so Mimele, it's Loya Vidushin. So, Barahine, did you step from the Posik, Ki Yika Hishisho Ubao? So it has to be Mosolibi. But if the Dushin is in such a way that it's not Mosolibi, as in the case where it's Mikavish Achas Mishteachois, and it doesn't spell out which one, so then the Gdushin is no Gdushin. The Gdushin is no Gdushin. So we need a posik of Ubalo, that to tell us that Gdushin Shem Yisirin Libie is not Gdushin. So how can we learn out? Can we learn out the other alochas? The other alochas. I mean the aloche of the Tomo of Rio is not Nikol Bibie, and according to Rebbe, that the Nisho is Nikol Bibie. In Kain, Nichtiv Kro Oy Boalo, Mayu Boalo, Shmames Nekule. In other words, if the whole Kavonas Apostle had been just to tell us that an Omer of Rio is not Niklas Bibie, Omer of Rio is not Niklas Bibie, so then the Torah could have said, Ki Yikach Ish Isho Oibal. We also know that an Omer of Rio is not Niklas Bibie. Why does the Torah say, Ubalo, not Oibalo, Shmamino Kule? So we learn out the din of Dushin Shem Yisroel Libie also. Now Rashi. Lachas ish imkin hashmen b'shbiyil v'chtiv u'bal mayu balo zu v'lo yom avriyot. ורוב דם לקם זה שני גם כזה הרשתי אחוי סתם על גדושן הוי ונרוי לביע שני זה איזה אישתי ואיזה אחי אישתי שביקורת ואומר רוב בראהיני אז ברליחוך המאחו ששמי בראהיני ולימדנו איתם זה מן המיקרו כי היא כך הוא בא לו צריך אז כסף הרוי לביע לעודה וכך מנו להוד דעשינו לחירה בלימוד תלם אם כן זו שביע למוד עומר וסולוי יאבנו לכתף אוי בא לו מה הוא בא לו משהו בכל נמה הכיחה למילב הרדברים. ורבא, now רבא learns out the din that ביה is gaining from the posse כי ייקח כשישו ובועל. So the question is, what does he do with the posse כי ייבול אז בועל? Rabbi Yechanan learns out from that posik the Aloha that be is kene, but Rebbe learns out that be is kene from the posik of Yikach Hashisho Ubalo. So what does he do with the posik of the Yibul Hasbaal? The Rebbe high boils Baal my own, the high me boiling. Bala iso iso bulo shalik idarko. Veinachero iso iso bulo shalik idarko. So Rebbe learns out from the posik of Bula's Baal that only the Baal makes her into a bulo for a bia shalik idarko. But the nachere cannot make her a bulo for a bia shalik idarko. So that would tend to indicate that Rebbe himself holds that the Nachair cannot make her into Ibula. But the fact is that Rebbe holds that even a Nachair can make her into Ibula. Now, if a Nachair can make it into Ibula, so we don't need a posik to tell us that the Baal does make her into Ibula. Even an Acher, so Achaskam of the Hamo, it's a Kalachimor of logic, that the Baal certainly makes her into a book.
Nisl Rebbe Haisvor, that generally speaking, she does not become a bula, but the Baal, there is a special Zasakosel, does make her into it. According to Rebbe, it seems that even generally, not only the Baal, I mean, even Nachia makes her into a bula for beers like it are. Misle Rebbe is for a time bull, you don't know what you're going to do, but I'm sure. Columbus killer, me, Emmanuel, Shirimani, or is him the skill of the Columbia Hene? High swore the Nahar is a bush like it are, or Amarab Vere made a rebellion knas. The cooler Michal, even Rebbe, who says, even Rebbe who says that the Bola Oleo Yanoshi Vadai Nipsuo because of Bish Likid Ark. So even Rebbe who says that Kulam Bechenek she becomes a Bola, so that's Ligabi Chiyuv Nise she becomes a Bola. Ligabi Chiyuv Nise she becomes a Bola. So she does not become a bula. She does not become a bula. Omar Abzeire made a rebellion knas. The Kula Michal Rashi made a link knas. Ah, forgot the link toy. We hoshu look at Sulo. Yorai says Kula Michene. But Knas, Bishinah Ruso, is made the Kula Michal. Why Kula Mishalme? Because she still considered the Psula. So Mele, that's the Xeras HaKosu, he Bulas, Baal, that's the Xeras HaKosu, he Bulas, Baal, that's only Bishalui Kidalko, by Nachaya. So she still remains the Psula. But if the Bishlag is our cause by the Oros, so then she becomes a Bula. Middling Knaz, our little Koshwag is flowing, Tamshna Russo made a Kumi Shalm and Maishne Miktore. Why is Knaz distinguished from the Chiyuv Mise? From the Chiyuv Mise. Monefshech, if Ling Knaz, Rebbe is made it, that even though she was Nivalo, be a Shaliki Darko, and then somebody was Mifata her, or Mianasa, so then he has to be Knaz, because the fact that she was Nival, be a Shaliki Darko, is not Mafti of the Shem Psulo, so. Why Ligabi Chiyuv Mise does he say that Bol Yudah Noshim Vadayin Biskulo, so only Orishim Biskulo, the Kulam Bechenek, why? Because in respect to the other nine, so she was already Bulo. Why is she considered the Bulo for Biyash Lechidarko, even though only in Knash she is considered the Psulo? Maishen Miktore, Shana Hosom. The Gabi Chiyuv Mise, there is a special Zatakosu. The Omar Ko, Umei So Yish, Asher Shochat Ime Livade. Asher Shochat Ime Livade. So, that means Livade, Kho Yisele,
דוקסיד לנערלי סעסי דובו. נערלי סעסי דובו, and right after this פוסיק, the Torah says לנערלי סעסי דובו. So why do the Torah have to say before the פוסיק of נערלי סעסי דובו? Why do the Torah have to say ומייסו איש אשר שוכב אימי לבדי, only he, in other words, not she. Why does Torah have to say Livadei, Livadei, to tell us that even though she was Nivala, a Bio Shaloi Kidako, so there is still a Chiyuv. So that even though she was a nivalo, a bish like dalko, so she is not a psula, and the one who is boaleo is not chayev skile, but is chayev chenek. V'rabonon, hay livadei me'avdalei. So Rebbe learns out from livadei that he's not chayev skill. What did Rabbanan learn out from Levade? Ritanye, umei sugam shneyem hachi yishovim keachot. So, according to Rashi, it means divi Rabbi Ashe. That according to Rabbi Ashe, so the Baal is not chayev mise if the Nivelis is ptul mise. When is the Nivelis ptul of Nisi? She's a Ktano. So according to Kras Pshat, Rabbi Yashe holds that where the Nivelis is ptul of Nisi, because of Ktano, whatever reason. So then the Baal is not Chayv Nisi either. Achi Yu Shobin Kechon. Rabbi Yashe, Rabbi Yashe, Nischelik and Rabbi Yashe. In other words, that he can be chayiv mise even though the nivelis is ptur mise. Hai svore that Baal is eiso iso bulo shel kidarko. How does he know that svore? אם כי נכתב כה ביולס איש, מהי ביולס בעל? מהי ביולס בעל? שמע מנותר. So he learns out both הלוכס from ביולס בעל. One הלוכת that Nisho is nicknames BPA, and the fact that the Torah uses the expression ביולס בעל instead of ביולס איש, so he learns out that the בעל makes her into a בולה, the Baal makes her into a bule even for beer shalik dark. Midlink tagging of Tolm Khajwak Tulink Tabishna, who's a male commissal, Vadi Koy Sayo, the Oxygen House as a dog, Schneem Shovin, the Instrument of the Collaboratane, I swore the Baal is Bushwak dark, you know. So this is Rashi's pshat. ומייסו גם שניהם עד שיהיו שובים כאחות. דיבר רבי אשה, זה קוראים את רבי אשה. If the nivellus is pture of nise, so the bail is also pature of nise. That means, according to Rav Yashe, if a godo is bo al ishishish, that the father was mikabel a gdushin, gdushin, so she's an ishishish midaraisi, and she's basgimu shonim minachot, if a godo will be mizana with her, so then, inasmuch as she is told, we say, Kotten Ektane is Turm of Olonshin, so Mele, the Baal will also be part of this. Teisves is Chilik am Rashi's Pshtim, because there is a Mishnah for Reshes, in Nida Daf Mem Dalet, that if a Ektane is Baal, Achas Mekol Arayi Shabateiro, so the Baal is chayv nisi, even though the nivellus is pture of nisi. So according to Rashi, we have to say that Mishneh in Nida Daf Mem Dalet accords with Rabbi Yonas, who doesn't darshan the droshe at Shneim Shovim Kiyachot, who darshans Umei Suish Hesho Rafim Levade, that the chayv nisi of the Baal does not depend upon the chiyuv misa of the nivellus. Even if the nivellus is pure, but the Baal is still chayev. He's still chayev. So Teisves, as I mentioned in the name of Rabbi Tam, another pshah. What pshat? He says that Rabbi Yashe is made where a cotton, a godel is balaktane, as the Mishnah in Nida Daf Mem Dalet says. So he's chayev, even though the ktane is pture, but the Baal is a godel, is chayev. But what does the Xerzakosuf of Achiyu Shovim Kiyachot imply? That implies that if there is one mise for the Niveles and another mise for the Baal, then there is no Chiv Mise altogether. In other words, some mele in the case of Igodl that is bo alhan suo bas gimul shonim echod, so then the nivellus is too obvious because he caught me spot of lunch. But the same nivellus, if and when she becomes a gdela, then she would be chayeves the same mise as the Baal is chayev. What kind of mise would she be chayeves if and when she becomes a daylight? Chanek. And that's exactly the chiyuv mise that overtakes the Baal. So then it's shovim kiyachot. But if, let's say, a godel will be bo upon Iktano Miroso Bazgimushon Yimechot, so when she becomes Igdelo, what will be? And there is a special Zerasakosov that when Igodu is Boalaktano, then he is not Chayev. Skile, so what chiyuv mise could he have? Chanek. But if he will have a chiyuv of chanek, so then it will not be the same mise as the nivellus would have been chayeves when she becomes a dealer. Because when she becomes a nao, so her chiyuv mise would be skile. So it's not chovin. The Inish Echod,
So then he's potter completely. This is how Rabbi Tam explained. Now the thesis.
Achiyu shneim shab pirish akuntres pneon shlimai godl abolaktan. So according to Rabbi Yashe, if you go to his bolaktano, since the niveles is to of nise, so the bail is also put. That's a bit chidish. The linire, the otname ferek is a day, and maizel bisomur, but the mushroom in mechot, the koma shim boler, אחד מכל הרייס אמור את בתאיר או מומסים על יורו משמע לגודל הבורקטן החייב ואפו קבטן על הבסן שלי ויש מפורשים להיד אוסו מעשי כרבי כי רבי אינס דיפוליקה לרבי אש ודרך את ורבתם פירש עד שיהיו שני ממיסה אחס ולאו בבני און של תל ימוס ואפו לגודל הבורקטן הוא החייב עם ממשובים בקטולה ויקוי על מילסי לרב מאה דומה פרק ד' מיסס גם נערם רוסו רב מיוסו נערו ולי קטנו חכום מימרים נערו אפילו קטנו במשמע ובאי מני רבי עקב הרבי מרב בוא אותנו מרוסו לרב מיה מהו נאו לגמרי ממאמתנו לא אם נסקיל לנו מייט לו אבל מכנק לי וכום הרוסו מסתבד לגמרי מייט לו דיס על כדאי תוך נסקיל לנו מייט לו אבל חנק חייב. So then it will turn out that the Baal is chayef, which means say, chenek. And the Niveles right now, she is iktane. But when she becomes a Dele, what will be her mise? Her mise will be skile. So it's not shoving keachot in the form of the mise. Al mechenek leit maroso mistavet ul gamre mai. Dies auch gleich auf mich killen im Eidlo, aber kann ich heilen, wo bin ich nicht im Schoen. Klima beise Miese, Schimoisog Deilo ist mich killen. Und für uns ein Miche, die Boi Osson, ja, ich bin Rabbi, wo er lagt an am Ross, wo er mehr mal, und darf ge, wenn man auch so mit Boi Alei, mich mit dem Schoen bei Miese, aber bin so, er leckle mich in die Boi, ich habe mich so zu bechenek, wie Moisog Deilo ist ein Name bechenek, und ich nehme schon mit Miese. אבל פירוש הקונטרס, כושי המים מבוי ליבה רוס, את פעמים בין נשויה, so בישלים קורנית רבנתם, that, so we understand this why the Gemara is reading the Baal in connection with Arus and not Nisui. Because by Nisui, everybody is made it, that the Baal is high, even though the Nivellus is a Ketan. But, by Arus, we could say that the Baal is also Potter. Why? Because it's not Shneim Shavim B'Mise, because the form of Mise, the Niveles is Chayeves, the Niveles would be Chayeves, if and when she becomes Igdele would be Skile, and here the Baal would be Chenek. But according to Rashi, the Pshat is because whenever the Niveles is Ketubah. So the Baal is also Potter. So why does the Gemara ask in connection with Arus, the Gemara could ask in connection with Nisui? אבל כשהכון לזכור שמיים בו לבארוס אתם נשויה מי יש למה כיוון דמי סוג גם שני הם כסיב בנשויה פשיטה לליפות on the contrary it's self-evident that בנשויה שיש פתורה because the passive of מי סוג שני הם is mentioned in connection with נשויה אבל בקטנה ארוס מבו אלי because there with the passive is not mentioned this all could I talk the חיה ויקומה עד שיהיו שניים שוגנקים לאפילו הרוסו נאמה פוטר ושאינם נאונשי ויקושה דהי כאוסו ממורויה דינת כמדוס את רמי הדחי ודחנק מייקרו תכסיב ומי סו איש אשר שוחף עמו לבדי, סו even if he is the only one who is chayev, because Nivelis is a ktano, so, but he, the godly, he means chayev. Ubo yos, am Reb Meir, hay um isu gam shneem, Reb Meir, may ovid lei, umay mo boye lukim bin suye. Teisha says that the reason is why the Gemara is asking that Abaye, in connection with Arus and not in connection with Nisuye, because Nisuye certainly is Pota, because Umeisu Gam Shneem is mentioned in the parasha of Nisuye. So now, if Nisuye is certainly Pota, when he got his Bala Nisuye, Iktano Basikim Ushan Lechot, is certainly Pota. So when Gemara asks, what does Reb Meir do with the pasuk of Meisu Gam Shneem? No, the Gemara could say that tells us in connection with Nisuye that he is Pota. The Gemara is there Gizara Teretz that Meisu Gam Shneem will learn out that for Meisu Chidudin there is no chiyuv nisi. No chiyuv nisi. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Reb Meir learns out from the posik of Umeisu Gam Shneem that Umeisu Gam Shneem that Godel Abo Al Ansuye is potter of nisi. V'yesh leima adinichal litane Litchei Kleike Masnis in the Yates Deifen Afilch Rameya. Because the Mishnah Yid Afindalet says explicitly that if he got to his bow, a laktano, an ervo, Gimel Shonim in Meachod, so then the Godel is Chayev Mise. If Gimore had given the Teretz that Reb Meir applies the posik of Meisu Gam Shneem like Abi Godel Abo Al Ansuye, then the Mishnah in Nide Dafim Dalet could not accord with Reb Meir. So that's why the Gemara gives another teretz, it's my Sechidudin, in order that Reb Meir should be able to accord even with the Mishnah in Nide, which says explicitly that if the godel is Baal El Naraya, so the godel is Chai. Rambam, in one of his Shuvas, mentions this Gemara. That's in connection with the Rambam, the beginning of the Chassidim, where he says, the Dushi Keset is Medivah Sefer. Rambam says in Perek Aleph in Chasishas, Aloch Aleph and Beis, Kide Matatira Eli Odom Pegia Isha Beshuk, Im Rotso Hu Vihi Liso Iso, Machliso Isir Beisei Ubei Alo Beine Vinatzmei, Viti Aloi Li Isha, Kidim Shemitno Teiro, Nistavo Yisroel, Shem Yirtzo Yish Liso Isha, Yikno Iso Trilo Bifneidi, Vahakein Ti Aloi Li Isha, Shenema, Yikach ish isho u bo alav, ולי כוכם אלה מתסס של תירי, וביחד משלישה דבורים, אלו אישו ניקנס, בכסף ובשטר ובביה, בביה ובשטר מהתירי, ובכסף מדברי סקר. ולי כוכם אלו הנה נקרואים קידושי נוירס, בכל מוקד. ואישו שניקנס ביחד מגימו דבורים אלו, כי הניקריס מקודשת סוי מיורס. So the Rambam says that the Nisho is nicknessed in three kinyonim, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, that's the Mishnah in Gushin. But, he says, Shtar and Bia, that's Midrais, and Kesef, Midrasef. So Chachmelunil inquired by him, how can he say such a thing? Well, there's the Rambam Shita. There's the Rambam Shita, the Rambam answered what he discusses in Sifra Mitzvahs, that all those halachas that are deduced to the Midrash Hatir and Reshes Be'er, so are they safer. He doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem is safer than the Rabbanan. Of course the Rambam is made that if a woman, and the Asok Kamo Gimores Meforoshes, that if a woman is Mikudeshes to Kesef, and then somebody is Mizane with her, so it's Chayv Mise. Now the Rambam, here in Dushin mentions a raya from this Gemara, we see that there is a chiyuv nise, and it's she who is mikudeshes to kesef, because the Gemara is a kashe, nara moroso, the chiyuv chayuv skile, heicha mishkachas lo. If he was mikadish b'kesef, and he was not Baal, so according to that hava mine, she is not even a shish, and if he was Baal, so she's not a psula. So we see that a chiyuv nisa applies to a nishish al yedei kesef. But the Rambam, of course the Rambam is made it to that. The Rambam doesn't mean divrei seferim, that it's divrei seferim. He means there are two categories of the raises. There is a category of the raise that is implicit in the pshutish of the mikra, and then there is a category of the raise which is also mashmois amikro, but it's not a traditional mikro, it's droshes. And the Rambam, Mr. Mitzvahs, points out in as much as the Gemara, the Chazal say many times, in mikro yetzim in the pshutei, so that means that there are two derises, two types of derises. One is a derise that is implicit in the pshutishal mikro, and one is a derise that is not implicit in the pshutishal mikro, but is implicit in the drash. Both are memashmois hakos, but it's two categories of the rice. So it's not a thing of calling it divasif. No, al pidin, it is distinguishable from the rices that are implicit in the traditional mikro. For example, in regard to Nishma Levatalas HaMitzvah is a Shua Shov. Shua Shov, still the Rambam says, if somebody takes a Shua, he'll eat a Chotzikas Ayis Nivele, so then the Shua is Chal, it's not a Shua Shov. Why? But Chotzishil is also Mid Raise. The Rambam Paskas like Rabbi Yechanan. So, the reason is because this is deduced from Midrash Hatir and Reshes Be'er. It's not implicit in the Pshutei Shel Mikro. Another halach, the Gemara says, in Yume, in Beitze, in Shabbos, that Hane Nashe, the Achlen Vishase at Hashecho, those women who are accustomed to eat Erev in Kippur until Shkia Mamesh, in other words, they are mizalzel in the chiyuv of teisves, so we shouldn't make an issue with them, because mutef shiyu sheligim val yiyu mizin. So rishenim, the Magid Mishnah says, in the name of many rishenim, that only applies to teisves yom kippurim, because even though teisves yom kippurim is midraise, but it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. We learn it out from the pasuk v'nisem es nafiseichem מערב עד ערב, תשביס ושבתכם, בשיא של החדש, וניסם את נפשיכם, בשיא של החדש, מערב ועד ערב טיבי ששמעתכם, צור, וכי בתישו מסענים, ולסיר מסענים, אלא שצורך להסיף מחיר לקדש, חיר לקדש. So you see the Roshan. It's not mentioned in the Pshutish of Mitro. It's in the Roshan. So Mimele, we say, Mutef Shishayna Mezidin. But suppose a certain people are Mizalzel in Achilas in Akipulim itself, in the Tumishoye, then we don't say Mutef Shishayna Mezidin. So again, we find the distinction between those derises which are mentioned in the Pshutish of Mitro and those derises that are deduced from Midrash HaPerek, even though that is Mashmoyis HaMitcho like the Pshutish HaMitcho, but it's a different category of Midrash. So that's why the Rambam calls it different. Alright, that we understand. But then the Chachmei Luniel asked him another question. Monefich, you say that anything that is deduced from the Midrash HaPerek is there, so it's called different Seferim. So we understand as to why you call Kedushi Kesev the Sefer. And we understand as to why you call Kedushi Bia the Reis, because Kedushi Bia is not deduced to the Midrash HaTeir Drashas then. It's implicit in the Pshutish of Mitro. Ki ikach ishisho ubo'alo. Ki ikach ishisho ubo'alo. The question is, what does it mean, ki ikach ishisho ubo'alo? Does it mean both together or just one? Alright, so that's the whole Shaper of Italian Gemara. But the conclusion is that it means Ki Ikach Shisho Ubalo, not Ubalo together with Kesef, but Oibalo. So that's mentioned in the Pshutish of Mikro. That's mentioned in the Pshutish of Mikro. So that's why he calls Kedushi Bia Deraisi. But why does the Rambam call Kedushi Shtar Deraisi? Shtar should have the same status as Kesef. Kesef is deduced through Exer Shoveh. Kicha Kicham is the Ephraim. That's not Kedush HaMikro. And Shtar is deduced through a Hekesh of Makish Havayel Yitzie. That's again Midrash HaTeir and Drashas Ben. So why does the Rambam call Kesef Divrei Seferim and Shtar he calls the Reis? That's another question that the Chachmei Luniel asked the Rambam. So the Rambam says, you ask a very good question. And I myself thought a lot about it when he wrote the Yerach HaZoko. So he thought a lot about it. But he decided to call Kesef Divrei Seferim and Shtar the Reis. Why? Because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara has the kashe. Im kinaram rosolam rachmonet biskile hechem ishkachaslo. And then the Gemara starts sees that we could visualize it in connection with Dushi Shtar. So that means that the Pshutish of Mikro itself implies Kedushi Shtar, because in the whole discussion, the Shachritai of the Gemara, so how would we apply the case of Naram Rosso, that is Biskile, to the case washing is Kacho Bishtar, and that is Nigeya the Pshutish of Mikro of Naram Rosso Biskile, not in connection with the Droshe. So from that we see that certain droshes, even though they are deduced to the Midrash HaTeir and Drashas Ben, but the Chachomim had the Kabbalah that they have the status of Kedushi Mikro. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Kesef Mishneh, the Magid Mishneh, they mention part of the Tshuvas Rambam, but that portion of the Tshuvas Rambam where he discusses as to why Shtar he calls the Raise, whereas Kesef he calls the Seferim, that portion they do not quote. But if you look it up in the Tshuvas Rambam, you'll see it. And he mentions this Gemara. Now here, there's another machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Tisus Riazoken says that the Rambam had a different years. The Mora says, Omar Rav Zeira made a rebellion in Knas, the Kula Mishalm. What does it mean, the Kula Mishalm? Even though Rebbe says that Boel Yudanoshi, because they were all Boel Yudanoshi. So, Horishim Biskele. Vikulam Bechenek, but Lidabe Knas, if it's Boel Yudanoshi, Shaloiki Darko, so then, Rebbe is made that all the Asoro have to pay Knas. Have to be Knas. She's still, in regard to Knas, she's considered a psula. Even though she was already Nibala before, a Bio Shalikidaka. That's how Rashi explained it. But the Rambam said, asking simply, Kalev Nuch is now a psula, that if somebody is Mianis or Mifate, is Mifate a psula Shalikidaka, so then he does not pay Knas. He pays Knas only if he's Mianis or Mifate Kidarko. But if he's Mianis or Mifate Shalikidaka, he doesn't pay Knas. So that's contrary to this Gemara. So the Tesis Riazokin here on the margin, he says that the Rambam was Geres Omar Rav Zeira made a rebellion in Knas, not the Kula Mishalm. If we are Geres the Kula Mishalm, so what it mean Kula Mishalm? All the Asor of Neodo who came, who were Boalel, Shalik Idalk. So then it's a Gemara Mephoreshes that even if the Enes and the Pitu was al the bioshalikid alcohol, so he still is chayv to pay knas. But the Rambam is geres made a rebellion knas, that she still remains a psula. She's considered a psula, even though somebody else, an achir, was boel shalikid alcohol. So what does it mean? In other words, if let's say somebody was boel upon the naro, Shaloikidako, then another person. After the Bia Shaloikidako, another person was Mianisar, Mifatahar Kidako, so he pays Knas. But if the Bia of the Enes and the Pito itself was Shaloikidako, then there is no Knas. Iboil, Tchilas Biakene, Yisrael Biakene. Naftimine, Kigin Sheherobo, Uposhto Yodo, Vikiblo Bdush Meachem. In Amalekin in Godel, the Kokone Psule Bibie. Kikone Psule Bibie Mai. Omar Ameim Amishmedorove, Kolabeil Daite Algmar Bie. Tchilas Biakene Beiresen, In Amalekin Godel, אם מותר לקדש בבי, היא אמרה צריך להסביר כהנה מותר. והיא סייל בי כהנה. נמצא סבולו משעשה רואה, שלא ירשם דושה, ויעשיר עליה, דרסי פסולו מאמו ויקח. So Rishenin, es gibt certain Kasha, gerne das Gemorre. Die Gemorre in Yivomes, has a Shaila, that Ligabi di Yise Avi Yisho Bifsoreo Yikach, that the King Godel is not allowed to marry a Biulo or a Bakeress, he's Mechuyev, when he marries, he has to marry a Psulo and a Naro Davke. So, is a Tolu in the Gdushin, or it's Tolu in the Nisui. What's Naftimine? Naftimine is, suppose, a King Godel is Mikadeish an Isho while she is in Aro. But he wants to be Nisi her when she's a Begas. So if we say that it's Tolu in the Gdushin, then he's allowed to do that. If we say it's Tolu in the Nisuin, it's just Nisuin, so he's not allowed to do that. And then the Gemara says that it's Tolu in the Nisuin. So insofar as the Isa of Isha Bifsoreo Yikach, that he's not allowed to marry a bull or a beggar, so that depends on the Shas Nisuin, not on the Shas Eras. Some mele, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, they all have the same shayla, the same kash. Why does the Gemara say here? Tchilas b'yekeinu, yisev b'yekeinu, nafkemine, kin sherbo, posh to yodlik, will do shmacha. That's one of them. In amele, kin godlik, okone psule b'yemai. So, if we say that tchilas b'yekeinu, so then a kin godl can be mikadish b'yek. Because Tchilas Bia, she is already his wife. But if we say Seid Bia Kene, so when does she become his wife after the Tchilas Bia? So she's already a bule. So in effect, he's Mikadesh, a bule satsme. So it's also. So the Ramban is the Kashi. In view of the fact that the Gemara in Yivome says that the Yisach, official Yisrael Yikach, depends upon the Shas Nisuin, not the Shas Gdushin, and even if Bishas Gdushin, she was in Aro, but if Bishas Nisuin, she is the Bikras, he's not allowed to marry her, so even if we say that Chilas Bi is Kene, then there is then there is another Abai in the Gemara, whether Bia Nisui Neise or Eres Neise. So according to the alternative, in the next Abai, that Bia is Eres Neise. So even if we say that Tchilas Bia is Kene, but so two Tchilas Bia is Kene, but if we assume like the alternative in the next Abai, that it's Eres Neise, so with the Aroye, she becomes only an Aruse, not a Nisui. So when does she become a Nisui? Later on, because the Bia is only Eres Neise. So later on, she's already, even if we say that Tchilas is Bia Iskene, but she only becomes his Aruse, and the Nisuin has to take place after that. So when the Nisuin take place, she is already Bula Satsmei. So Mele, how can he be Mikadish Bibiye? That's a very sharp, brilliant Kashi. It's a very brilliant Kashi. So, now let's turn to the Rambam. All right. I don't find it in the Chiddush Ramban here in Lushin, but Rishonim mentioned it in the name of the Ramban. But here is the Rashbo. V'yike v'kashale, v'yike konale v'biye, v'obosa nisui mazlinon, v'lui bosareres, u'vishas nisuin, bolas atzmei, v'yasuro, u'chidamrinom v'yivomez v'firik abuar v'yivemtei, ki in godl shekili shesaktano u'boko tachtof, ma'u, was an Isuim as Lino Klima Vasira Klima di Beitras as Sukol King Godu, Oidilmo Bosarius as Lino Vishaye, Ubosa de Bayo da Pashte, the Bosanisuin as Lino Vasire, Vishlima Ador have a salt diet or the beer Nisuinese, Kidibin only Mema Big Mora Bissamo. One terrace. That this Gimora goes according to the alternative in the next Apaye, that beer is Nisuinese. Iname hochet maaskinon bishenichni soli chupe, biloi gdushin, u baalo bichupe lishen gdushin, di misho shebo aleo, kono vinases ki ishte nisu ole choldomo. The second teretz is very strange teretz. In other words, where the chupe took place before gdushin. Now the Mishnah Melachim Perik, Yud Milchasishes, discusses that question, whether chuppe can take place before Gdushin. As a matter of fact, you know, we have the practice of making a bedekum, you know. The bedekum, you know. Or the kala. The kala. So what's the basis for that? There is a shite that this is nisui. This is chuppe. I mean, there are many shites what is nisui. I mean, we discussed it already. I mean, some rishonim say that chuppe means yichud, mamish yichud. Some rishonim say that chuppe means not yichud, but the fact that he's machniso l'Yisrael beise, he takes her to his home. And some rishonim say misyached and takes her to his home. The Rambam says like that. And then some rishonim say that chuppe is the bedekuk, because by the rivko it's mentioned, you know, that he took the tzif, the veil, and covered, Yitzchok covered the tzif on her head. And some say that chuppe is that is what we call chuppe, you know, Losh Miyodo, you know, the canopy. But of course, most Rishonim say that chuppe is either the Yichud or the Machniso Serbeise, or both together. Or both together. Now the question is, when we make the bedekum, we make the bedekum before the Gdushin. So how could it be of significance? Nichupe is really the gmar of the ishes. How can you have the gmar before you have the basic ishes itself? So the Mishnah Melach in Perek Yud Milchas Ishes discusses that question. And he mentions the tshuva of the Masas B'Yomi, must be only that nisuin chuppe cannot take place before the Gdushin. Then he mentions this Ramban. I mean, this is the Rashba says it here, but it's really the Ramban. You see, I don't find it in the Chiddush Ramban here. So maybe the Ramban might be in Yevomes, but they all mention it in the name of the Ramban. The name of the Ramban. So the Ramban